dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
April 2nd, 2025 will go down as one of the most important days in modern American history.
Hey, that's today.
The president will pick one of two paths, a new flat 20% tariff on all imports or new tariffs that vary and match the tariffs other countries have in place right now.
You have to trust the president's instincts on the economy.
So there you go. It is Liberation Day. We've got more on that coming up this hour. Some of the talking points from the administration, some reaction from economists and that sort of thing, and we'll get into that.
And some information on how countries evade tariffs makes me wonder if you can ever be successful except with a blanket tariff.
Interesting. So I came across this in the New York Times, thought it was dang good. I was expecting one thing, got another thing. Should human life be optimized was the headline in an opinion piece about the advances in genetic testing. Yeah, Katie, you should be thinking about this because this exists, and I know you and your husband are going to try to get pregnant. Advances in genetic testing and artificial intelligence are changing what's possible for those undergoing IVF. Are we ready for the future of fertility? Asking the question, how much of what your baby is going to be like do you want to choose? And the opinion piece is by a woman who was given the choice of determining whether she wanted a boy or a girl. And she and her husband decided, we got a girl, we'd kind of like to have a girl, but it just doesn't feel right to choose that. So they didn't.
Yeah.
But then they have, she's done more research on this, found out that we already can or very soon going to be able to choose things like taller, smarter, happier, in addition to male or female. And isn't that obviously a recipe for disaster for humankind?
Yes. Yes, it is. Katie, any thoughts you want to leap in with now? Or?
Well, I think that's horrifying. I mean, when I discussed that I was going to be doing the genetic testing, it's simply to make sure that my child doesn't have my hereditary disease.
That's different.
Primarily for health.
Yeah.
All this other stuff, that's in God's hands.
And
it's not. It's in the hands of the Polygenic Corporation.
You know, this was the province of North Korea and China only a few years ago, and everybody else reacted, most sane people, with horror. But here it is among us. As predicted, there you can hold technology back a little bit temporarily, but it will come a-calling.
All right. It's clearly a bad idea. I mean, I don't even need to know much about it. It's clearly a bad idea. But China's going to do it. They'll probably do it exclusively. It'll probably be against the law to have a kid where it's not chosen to be taller, stronger, faster, whatever, smarter.
Right. Nobody would choose a kid who is almost certainly hyperactive and born annoyed. Because you mentioned happier, blah, blah, blah. No, happy is a pregnant. I never would have been born. And I'm fairly fond of me. And you don't become the person you're going to become in a vacuum. It's the often the most compassionate people are people who come from violence. I just, I don't know. Oh, this is terrible.
Well, listen to this. You'll love this. 2022 survey of Americans found that 4 in 10 said they would use this technology if it would increase the chances of their child getting into a top college.
You know, there are days I think limited lifespan is a blessing.
Man, you're going to muck around with nature with under because of the goal of getting your kid into a top college, whatever the hell that means.
Yikes. So they can be more thoroughly indoctrinated into Marxism?
This sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it really does.
This person said, for me, selecting sex felt too overwhelming of a choice and something we shouldn't do, so they didn't. But, quotes the various studies, that lots of people would choose, this will make my kid more likely to be happy.
Yeah. I get that, but it's misplaced.
God, but every writer, musician, that's all born out of a certain level of unhappiness. All of it.
Well, and a lot of the great civil rights leaders or leaders of overthrowing monarchies or cruel dictatorships in the name of democracy, they've been people who were agitated. They're angry. They weren't mellow as a summer's day.
The last line of this being, if this is the future of making babies, perhaps it's one we must confront collectively. I don't know exactly what they mean by that, but I would assume means by, as a society, we ought to decide, do we legally want this or not? But God, we are the third biggest country in the world, but we don't have many babies.
Right.
So we won't have that much impact on the world babying compared to, well, China doesn't have babies either, but will India do it? Probably. India, China, Russia, they'll all do it. North Korea, obviously.
Two thoughts. One from Ed, a 22-year listener. Originally from the Ho, San Jose, now a proud Okie, living in Oklahoma. How about that? I heard the segment where you guys were talking about procreation, the phones are simulating overpopulation. That may be why populations are dropping, reproductive rates, etc. My only issue is that there are plenty of places that are overpopulated and continue to grow. Mumbai, for example. What seems to be more of a correlation is that it's always lesser developed countries.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is that there's a certain level of boredom required for proper procreation. The advent of the smartphone has ensured that we are never bored. There's limitless entertainment. Couple that with the fact that should you feel amorous, it's effortless now to find more attractive thing to you at any time instead of your beautiful girlfriend or wife with no fear of rejection. Porn, he means. I proudly admit I am like many scientists, not that I am one, really, really intrigued by the question of why reproductive rates fall the way they fall in developed countries.
Yeah,
and
I think I think it's a certain level of safety and comfort. I don't know if you're bored, but you're not struggling. Lack of struggle. Maybe that's just lack of struggle.
That might be as simple as it gets and as true as it gets. Second thought, was it Mike Judge who was the creative genius behind Idiocracy?
I think so.
He of Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill fame.
I don't remember.
It is Katie Price,
yes.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, we don't know each other. Big fan. Nice job. You got to do Idiocracy, but a designer baby version, where like everybody on Earth is tall, good-looking, and pleasant.
And exactly the same IQ.
Yeah, exactly. And how that just unravels mankind. And how we completely lose the ability to innovate and change and do the things we need.
Boy, the problem comes down to, it's like the other day when I might have been taking an antibiotic that I didn't need. And I said to my doctor friend, well, that's going to kill off mankind. People taking antibiotics they don't need. It's drinking. He said, yeah, you're the one that's going to tip the scales. He said, I would go ahead and finish your antibiotic.
Your doctor is far more sarcastic than mine.
Well, he's not my doctor. He's a doctor.
Oh,
he's
a
friend of mine,
yeah.
who made that recommendation. And I think I could see how you'd get that way as a couple if they say, you know, all we got to do is tweak this here and your kid's going to be, above average height. And a pleasant demeanor and probably an IQ of, over 110 or something like that. And I would think, yeah, it's bad for humanity, but like
China just had 5,000 of these babies in the last hour.
my one kid isn't going to tip the scales for humanity.
Right.
And I'd like my kid to be tall, smart, and good-looking.
Yeah.
So that'd be a tough one to say no to.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Of course, you know, if my kid was that, I'm a half-wit troll. So, you know, I'd feel bad about it. Be like giving birth to a Ken doll.
I think I'm more concerned about the happy than I am the height and, you know, hair color and sex. The happy? What does that even mean?
I don't know. Actually, that I would love to hear somebody explain what that gene is, how does it do it, and what do you mean by happy?
What percentage of, like, people who've been really successful in art, business, name the thing, were pleasant, happy people?
Yeah.
My experience, not that many.
Yeah, I read a piece the other day. It was a little long and over serious, which makes sense, I guess. Person talking about the concept of happiness and what most people mean by that, and we've talked about this a fair amount, but and they said, no, what you're looking for is to be satisfied. Do work that satisfies you. Hard, tiring, frustrating work that when it's done gives you a sense of fulfillment. That's what happiness is. Cheerfulness and the rest of it is transitory and not worth chasing. I don't know.
I've known some cheerful people that never got off their couch and did anything.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. It's obviously a horrible road for mankind to go down. I think the New York Times point was, we're going down it, whether we like it or not. Similar to AI.
Right.
We're going down it, whether we like it or not.
Right. I was going to say, between that and AI, we're doomed as a human.
Absolutely.
As a species, rather. We're doomed.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
That's fine.
Do you tune into that radio show where they talk about we're all doomed,
yeah,
and life is going to hell, and our best days are behind us? It's a good radio show. You should tune in. It's fun.
Well, the one guy thinks beavers are going to take over the planet.
And the other guy gets extremely worked up over Val Kilmer.
I'm your huckleberry.
Yeah, damn right.
Well, I tell you what, speaking of risks to mankind, friends, how about the damn criminals? SimpliSafe Home Security is peace of mind. FBI crime data shows break-ins are more likely during daylight hours than under the cloak of night. When you go to work, when you bring your kids to school, protect your stuff, protect your home.
Sure, it'd be nice if you had Doc Holliday standing out there willing to get into a gunfight with the bad guys, but you don't. So you need the Active Guard outdoor protection and no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, about $1 a day. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, read about the Active Guard protection when you get to the website. It's amazing. And the fact that monitoring plans start affordably at around $1 a day, so much better than old systems. So much better. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. Get your first month free. Again, that's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Yeah, we'll get into some of the tariff assessments from various smart people. Trump really rolling the dice on this. You know, he's been talking about this. We've played the clips going back to Letterman in the 80s. He's been talking about this whole tariff thing. It's what he believes, maybe more than anything else, that, you know, I like hot women and tariffs. Those are his two main beliefs.
Mm.
And he's going to get to enact it and see how it plays out and see if his theories are correct, I guess.
Yeah, how it's actually implemented is a big mystery right now, as we've discussed, between carve-outs and Trump's unpredictability. But it will be interesting to watch it unfold, no doubt.
Say, he's calling it Liberation Day. We got more on that coming up later this hour.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hello, America. According to law enforcement statistics, 99% of all altercations do not require lethal force. Most of us have been preparing for just 1% of the situations we might encounter. Introducing Byrna, the leader in less lethal self-defense. The Byrna Less Lethal Self-Defense Platform provides formidable stopping power without the complexities and potential legal consequences of a homicide. It's about having the right tools for the right situation, ensuring you can protect yourself and your family effectively and responsibly. Byrna launchers are legal in all 50 states with no background checks, no permits, and no waiting periods. You can have one shipped straight to your door, providing peace of mind where and when you need it most. It's about being prepared for the 99% of situations where lethal force is not necessary. Every Byrna launcher is hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana by a proud American company. Visit Byrna.com/radio10 and get a 10% discount off your purchase. That's BYRNA.com/radio10. Byrna, where safety meets responsibility and preparation meets peace of mind.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx bull riding event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading. Focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A Bible that was given to O.J. Simpson by Robert Kardashian Sr. recently sold at auction for more than $65,000, even though it's apparently missing the Fifth Commandment. 2025 O.J. jokes.
Wow. I'll permit any shot at O.J., no matter the timing, but, okay.
So that judge's race in Wisconsin, the Democrat won by like 10 points. A couple of things on that.
One, coming up, how your brain reacts to buying groceries can reveal your politics.
Or you could just ask me.
No!
You don't need to look at my grocery cart. You can just ask me.
No, how your brain reacts to buying groceries. It's fascinating. Oh, okay. Stay with us.
Several things that I hate about this I've been saying for years. One, you're way into politics. You follow all these off-year elections and act like they're a big deal to you. I don't know what your deal is. And statistically, it's just not true that these are always indicators of what's going to happen. And how about you wait 2 years and see what happens?
There's a referendum on Elon Trump, Elon Musk, and Trump Musk.
And they're always covered from far away, and you don't have any idea what the candidates were like. Maybe the Republican was a horrible candidate. You right. don't know that because you weren't following the race or watching the ads or listening to his arguments. But there's also this Robbie Suave from Reason, who we used to have Robbie on a regular basis, that libertarian magazine. He said, my God, the liberal derangement over Elon Musk is really something. The Wisconsin election was not a referendum on this man. Republicans have a low propensity voter problem in off-year elections, and all the money in the world can't buy elections. Democrats are always shocked to learn this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Republicans don't turn out for these kind of elections. Democrats do. So Republicans way more likely to lose these elections. Always, just all things being equal, even without you get into the personalities of the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And then this, I can't keep saying this stuff every 2 years. It drives me nuts, or every 4 years. Almost like gravity, after one party wins the presidency, the other party has a great midterm.
Because of Elon Musk?
I didn't see that one coming, folks. I sucker punched him.
It just happens almost always. It's just part of the way it works
right.
for a
yeah.
variety of reasons.
Yeah.
And then acting like it's news or surprising or something is odd.
Well, it's a narrative. It's clickbait. So I saw the headline about the Supreme Court deal in Wisconsin and that the Republicans had won both special elections in Florida for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Gaetz's seat and Mike Waltz's seat? Is that Matt Gaetz and Mike Waltz?
Yep.
But by slimmer margins than expected. And going up to the election, the word was, those are solid red districts, but Republicans and Democrats both agree they are at risk. And so it was... less than expected. The one was a 14-point win. What was expected? I mean, if you ever win by 14 points as a party, you will not lose for many, many moons to come, probably generations. So,
and as an off-year special election, which Republicans don't show up for, which they were not built that way. So there you go. This I do think is true, and this was true for Barack Obama, who was in a similar situation as Trump. Their unbelievable turnout powers and cult of personality thing doesn't transfer to other elections. They used to talk about that with Obama all the time. If he was on the ticket, huge turnout, this, that. Mm-hmm. If he wasn't, so it wasn't, it was him, not his policies more. And Trump's the same way.
Right, right. The whole coattails deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the media's terrible at their jobs, and that's why they're going away. So, so we've got that wacky brain study about your groceries and your politics. It's actually kind of interesting. And some tariff talk, but not the sort of dry blah, blah, blah you've been hearing everywhere else. We've got some interesting facts behind the facts. And
here's my favorite fact of the day I've come across that will jam in this last minute.
Excellent.
Talk about the 50s, 60s being the golden era of everything and everything's gone to crap and what are you going to do to fix it? U.S. home ownership is 1 point off the highest it's ever been. In the 50s, it was, 1950, it was 52%. In 1960, it was 61%. It's now 65, which is 1 point off the highest it's ever been for U.S. home ownership.
Yeah. And homes are three times the size on average.
So does that not fit in with a lot of the prevailing thinking about the world?
Yeah. Crisis is the greatest marketing for clicks.
Yeah, I'd say.
Never-ending crisis.
Armstrong and Getty.
Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. Well, now there's a third certainty. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you could be saving a fortune every month by switching to Pure Talk. That's right, Pure Talk is cutting the fat from the wireless industry. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network. Listen to this. The average family of four saves over $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. That's real money back in your pocket. And with Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. You can even keep your phone and your number. So do this. Dial #250 and say keyword Pure Talk to make the switch, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say Pure Talk to start saving today. Pure Talk, wireless by Americans for Americans.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at RedingRodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
We'll be right back.
Getty Show.
The term I like best probably is the liberation of America. It's the liberation of this country.
It's Liberation Day, according to Donald Trump. No longer are we going to be under the boot heel of Canada.
Finally.
I am somewhat agnostic on this, because I don't know how it's going to turn out. Here's ABC News, their version of the whole Liberation Day thing.
The nation and the world bracing for what President Trump calls Liberation Day. In less than 24 hours, the president set to reveal tariffs targeting America's trading partners, which could upend the global economy.
They're reciprocal. So whatever they charge us, we charge them.
The scale and targets of Trump's tariffs still unclear, but economists warn the cost to American consumers could be steep.
Okay, here's CNN's version of the story.
You have businesses, vendors, and suppliers having conversations about how to share this tariff. One scenario is that suppliers pick up the entire tab to try to keep business. The second scenario is that they split it between the businesses 50-50. And the third scenario is splitting it three ways between the supplier, the business, and the consumer. And ultimately, that is what most economists think is going to happen.
Interesting. I hadn't heard many people say that.
Yeah, very good by good. Market by market.
So the White House press spokesman said this from the podium yesterday about all this.
They will be effective immediately. And the president has been teasing this for quite some time. They're not going to be wrong. It is going to work. And the president has a brilliant team of advisors who have been studying these issues for decades. We are focused on restoring the golden age of America and making America a manufacturing superpower.
I'm all for the golden age of America.
Restoring the golden age of America. I don't particularly like bull crap from my side either, honestly.
Well, that's why I brought up that homeownership thing. I mean, just like, for instance, during that golden age, which is often referred to as the golden age, the 50s, homeownership was half. Half of Americans owned a home. Now it's two-thirds. So, I mean, that's just one statistic I realize. But it's not like we're clearly off the rails.
Right.
I mean, that leads me to this David Harsanyi, who's writes for the Examiner, he's one of your conservative writers. He tweeted this out, which I thought was pretty good.
Love David.
It's something of a mystery why every modern president, Republican or Democrat, every modern president feels impelled to remake the most prosperous and dominant economy in the world. And it is true. Every administration comes in taking charge of the most dominant economy for the last, how long have we been the number one economic power? Since the
1901?
Oh, a long time.
I don't know.
But every president comes in and takes over the most dominant economy in the world and thinks, we got to change everything.
Yeah.
You know, different directions depending on whether you're a Republican or Democrat. It's interesting, though.
Yeah, that's an oversimplification, but if you didn't oversimplify any aspect of this, it would take 6 months to just, like, lay the groundwork for what we're talking about. You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking about, okay, so you have an evil communist superpower dumping cheap goods into your country, putting your people out of work, and closing down your factories. That's China. Now, China's not the whole tariff deal, far from it, but it's a big, big trading partner. At the same time, you need to be able to build ships and medicines and the critical things of war, if nothing else. Okay, that's absolutely true. And there are countries that they erect huge tariffs, like Europe's tariffs on U.S. cars and trucks, five times what our tariffs are for theirs until today. And where that goes, nobody knows. At the same time, as you pointed out, as soon as you enact a tariff regime, the carve-outs begin, and the political favors are granted, and the influential congressman gets a carve-out for the, you know, the industry that depends on, you know, sheet aluminum, you know, because they got the big, you know, washing machine plant in his district or whatever. And there are hundreds and hundreds, thousands of those carve-outs. And then there are stories about consumer goods that are expensive enough that we don't want to be more expensive because we need them, that become more expensive. And it is a tax on imports. Tariffs are a tax. So all of those things are true simultaneously, and every single thing I said was grossly oversimplified, and that was about a fifth of what I should have said. So it's just, it's mind-bendingly complicated.
Well, I don't think this is oversimplified. You tell me. Practically every conservative economist is against tariffs.
Yeah, the vast majority, yeah. Yeah. Although there's...
And that has certainly been the Republican Party's platform forever, my whole life.
Yes, that is true. I think there is a new stripe of conservative that's emerging from these things, and that is a middle ground, not a globalism is great, let's get it going, Chamber of Commerce, whatever raises profits is good. You lose your job at the steel plant, you can get a job as a computer programmer. You know, you had that brand of republicanism for a long time. And I think there's a big part of conservative America that's realizing, oh, y'all got crazy rich, and I can get cheap undershirts from China, but my town has gone away. So there's a new reality emerging. It's a post-World War II reality.
Right. I don't know why I'm not, but for whatever reason, I'm not concerned about this.
Well, I think it's practically ungraspable, which I realize makes us bad talk show hosts. We're supposed to be forcefully advocating one view or another and saying that people who don't adhere to it are idiots and communists. That is true on many topics. This one is just, like I said, it is just mind-blowingly complicated. And it's like you've got a machine that's got 1,000 different settings. And if you tweak, say, 41 of those settings a little bit, you get a different outcome than if you hadn't. So, yikes.
So I thought I would just pass this along.
I didn't get to my real China stuff. I'll get to that in a minute. Sorry.
Mark Halperin, in his newsletter, he always refers to the Gang of 500. And what he's talking about is, I mean, that's a made-up number, but he's talking about just like the movers and shakers in D.C. who are really, they're the important people. They're the ones that run the country. You know, certain House members, certain senators, certain permanent bureaucracy, just, you know, D.C. So he uses that as kind of like just a catch-all of what the Gang of 500 is thinking about this or that.
Interesting. I'd imagine it's giant lobbyists as well and that
right?
sort of folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Keeping in mind what you just said, which is certainly true, that a lot of these people really benefited from all this globalization in a way that your hometown did not, and they don't care.
Right.
But... the Gang of 500, the tariff upsides are nowhere near what Trump thinks they are. They will not, for instance, help reduce the debt or deficit. And the downsides are significantly greater than the president thinks. We will be lucky to get one of inflation or recession, but we'll probably get stagflation. So we're either going to get inflation or recession, but probably get stagflation, which we haven't had for many, many years. This is the greatest act of political and policy suicide with stupidity aforethought in modern times. That's what the permanent, sort of powerful government D.C. crowd thinks.
That's definitely the idea I've gotten from, say, the Wall Street Journal editorial board. Yeah. Two things. If I felt like my fabulous profits from globalism were threatened by this move, that's exactly what I would say. I would say it as loud as I could.
Good point.
I would hammer Congress with that message. That doesn't mean I know it to be false.
Right. Well, it's going to happen, I think, and then we're going to watch and see how it turned out.
I retract point number two. Another day. I thought this was super interesting. I was trying to puzzle out why exactly Trump, who'd blown up NAFTA in favor of the U.S.-Mexico deal, whatever that second one was, I thought it was odd that he was like saying how incredibly unfair that was and wanting to blow it up. Again, and I'd appreciated one aspect of it, but not nearly enough. And that is that when the USMCA, that's what I'm looking for, was signed and tariffs thrown up against China, centrally planned economy, dirty commies, they subsidized an enormous number of giant Chinese factories in Mexico. They just said, all right, we'll move that company to Mexico now. You, Chinese commie Jim, you're going to run the plant. And he's like, but I. And so they just moved these companies to Mexico. But all the profits are flowing to China. So what does it mean to have a tariff against China if you can just do the, the geographical jig and throw up a factory? And I'm looking at a video of this industrial park that sprang out of nowhere 100 miles south of our border. And the giant plants and shipping, what do you call them, the shipping hubs there where you got 500 semis backed up to the bays, all Chinese.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was essentially built by China.
Just south in Mexico?
100 miles south of the border.
Wow.
Our dateline is...
I would like to see that.
What's the town? I don't know. I don't know Mexican geography anyway, really, but...
God, and China is certainly a country that if they got to pay cartel members to make things happen, they don't care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go through our ethics training every year where they teach us, once again, we're not allowed to bribe foreign port officials. Difficult to imagine the scenario in which I'd be tempted to do that, but by God, I never will. I've been taught repeatedly that that's just wrong. Hafusan, one of Mexico's new industrial parks, was built on a former cattle ranch, which is around 125 miles south of the border. There are more than 20 Chinese manufacturing firms stretching across land more than twice as big as New York Central Park and representing a combined investment of $1.5 billion since it opened in 2018.
Wow.
Bright red People's Republic of China flags fly alongside those of the U.S. and Mexico at entrances to manufacturing plants in the industrial complex.
Wow, I used to travel around Mexico a lot, my car or motorcycle, and years ago, before I had kids, if I'd have come across a giant industrial park with Chinese communist flags, it would have been,
You'd have thought you'd, like, become dehydrated right. And were hallucinating. And says the chairman, the Mexican chairman of this giant industrial park, we're expecting the arrival of another 20 companies within the next 2 years with an estimate of $500 million invested. The headline, by the way, in the aforementioned Wall Street Journal is, China's tariff-dodging move to Mexico looks doomed. Chinese firms invested billions of dollars in Mexican factories to make products for the American market, shipping goods tariff-free under U.S. trade agreement, but it's all now in peril.
Interesting.
So that's one of the reasons Trump has been so motivated to change our trade relationship, especially with Mexico. I am just so flabbergasted by the complexity of all this. Maybe a uniform tariff is the way to go if you're going to have tariffs at all.
All I know is happy Liberation Day to you and yours.
I see you're in your Uncle Sam outfit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I probably wear it half the time.
Tailored a while back. I'm just saying the buttons are kind of straining. But anyway. I guess we'll all find out together how it plays out.
The hat doesn't even fit. My head has gotten fat.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, it happens.
We got more on the way. Stay here.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-352-9239. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-352-9239. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-352-9239. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-352-9239. 800-352-9239 or...
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Two quick things for you before we get into something newsy.
How your brain reacts to buying groceries can reveal your politics.
Awesome. We got this text. I've been listening since 2010. Jack's reaction to the Top Gun Val Kilmer clip was the funniest thing I've ever heard. So if you weren't listening at the beginning of the show, grab the podcast. This is an advertisement for the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand, where you can catch things that you didn't hear. I just saw an ad
for... Glad you're
for...
amused, friend. Can you imagine working with a lunatic like this? It's terrifying. Back to you.
I just saw an ad for a new Beatles biopic. Do we need that?
Biopic. There are 4 of them. Each one focused on a different Beatle.
What?
Yes.
You mean there's going to be a Ringo biopic?
Yes.
A whole movie about Ringo.
Or a drama or something. I don't... It's like a... Yeah, it's like the Queen movie. Is that a biopic? I guess it is. Yeah.
I just watched my son and I just watched the Queen movie. That was really good.
It's a good movie.
That's fantastic.
Very entertaining.
I didn't know Freddie Mercury pretended not to be gay through that most of that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the name Queen was always like a joke that people didn't pick up on or whatever.
Kind of.
That we're all gay.
Well, they weren't all gay. He was the only one.
That's what I thought.
One, yeah.
When I was young. And he was married to a woman and pretending he wasn't gay through all that fame. That was amazing.
Yeah, and he was kind of ambivalent, too, sexually, I think. Anyway.
Seemed pretty gay.
All right. Well, we have our final judgment there. Seemed pretty
but
gay.
But anyway, there's going to be 4 Beatles movies?
Yes, which is at least
more
enough.
Than I need.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm a Beatles freak, but I don't particularly need that.
For hour 3, Ezra Klein of the New York Times describes the differences between the main difference between Republicans and Democrats as a worldview, and it made my head explode. So we'll get to that in hour 3.
Ezra Klein.
Yeah.
He is a liberal, Snerdly.
Well, right, and he was defining their point of view of the world.
I see. Right. Okay, yeah. I thought he was, like, going to do both.
No, just the Democrats.
I have no interest in Ezra Klein's opinion on conservatism.
But we've been following the story of the doctor who tried to push his wife off the cliff, and she survived, and he was hitting her head with rocks. Finally, she does an interview, and we get to hear her side of the story. This is from NBC News. I don't know what number it is. Whatever number that clip is.
The Hawaii woman whose doctor husband is accused of attempting to murder her on a popular Oahu hiking trail, sharing chilling new details about the terrifying ordeal. In a petition for a restraining order, Ariel Koenig says while attempting to take a selfie with her near the edge of a cliff, her 46-year-old husband Gerhardt pushed her, trying to make me fall off. She says while fighting back, Gerhardt then grabbed a syringe with an unknown substance and attempted to inject her with it. The 36-year-old says she then bit Gerhardt before he began repeatedly hitting her with a rock. She says Gerhardt finally stopped and ran off after 2 women witnesses appeared on the trail and began shouting and calling 911. According to the restraining order petition, Ariel says she learned that after the altercation, Gerhardt, covered in blood, FaceTimed his adult son, allegedly telling him, "I just tried to kill Ari, but she got away," and that he wanted to kill himself by jumping off a cliff.
What? He FaceTimed their son to say, "I just tried to kill Mom?"
Or his son.
His son.
Yeah. I don't know what their family structure is, but...
Well, that's wild.
Well, he...
So did he lose his mind?
Became unhinged. Did something unspeakable, realized it, thought I ought to hurl myself off this cliff.
That would make more sense without the syringe. The syringe, which we mentioned last week, led me to believe is completely premeditated. The fact that you had a syringe at hand to inject her with something.
Well, right. Even if you're a doctor and you travel with your kit in case you come across a medical emergency, you wouldn't have the syringe all loaded up. Unless he was just, well, she says there was an unknown substance trying to inject her. I mean, unless he was just jabbing her with needles. Ay, caramba.
Whew. And then he FaceTimes the kid to say, "I just tried to kill her."
Wow.
So how are you doing? Yeah, oof.
Ah, poor kid getting that call.
Yeah.
And then he hangs up. Okay, I guess I'll just go back about my day.
Yeah. What was I going to do, honey? Oh, that's right. Walk the dog.
oh, man.
Yeah. Ay, caramba. So, we got that Ezra Klein thing I'm looking forward to. Also, your brain reacting to buying groceries study. Really interesting. Huh? It can reveal your political preference. And this is not a joke. And it may make you slightly more charitable toward folks of a different political stripe.
Oh, cool.
They're still wrong as hell. But be nice about it.
Awesome. A lot of good stuff in hour 3.
Hope
we can get you.
Don't throw them off a cliff.
Armstrong and Getty.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male, billed monthly.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through HIMSS.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to HIMSS.com/joy. HIMSS.com/JOY.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.